You're listening to WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's 5:44. Conservationists in New Jersey have been trying for years to save a tiny endangered animal from extinction, the bog turtle. No more than 4 inches long, these creatures face threats from land development, pollution, and invasive species. That's why environmentalists have been working to restore their habitat. WHYY's Zoe Reed took a field trip to see how these folks and their efforts are paying off.
On a mild but windy day along the Upper Salem River in South Jersey, conservationists trek in their waders through muddy ground to search for endangered bog turtles. After opening a gate to a private property, they tell me their location must be kept confidential. It's to prevent poachers from capturing and selling the turtles as pets or food. That's just one reason why bog turtles are federally threatened and state endangered, along with depleting habitat. The conservationists are from the New Jersey Audubon Society, and they've worked for nearly a decade to track and conserve the species with orange patches on their necks. Spotting North America's smallest turtles can be grueling work as the conservation team trudges through mucky soil, sometimes up to their hips in floodplains.
A lot of people will refer to this as it's like quicksand. You can get stuck pretty easily and sink very, very deep.
That's the organization's Kristen Maestrell. She holds an antenna designed to find bog turtles in the mud. Once it gets close to a turtle, it begins to beep. Until this year, no new bog turtles had been found on this property since 2003. 2 months ago, the New Jersey Audubon team found two young turtles, aged 4 and 8, a sign that their efforts to make their habitat more suitable for laying eggs are paying off.
Habitat restoration and population recovery takes decades, so it is really, really exciting to finally see that things are improving, and, you know, we hope that it just continues to get even better.
Maestrell called the bog turtle a cryptic species, often prone to hiding during her team's surveying.
Those days, they can be long, they can be uncomfortable, it could be hot, buggy. When you're not finding them, it can get a little discouraging, but it is those days when you find new ones or you recapture old turtles that have been marked that just kind of validates everything.
If it's challenging for conservationists to find bog turtles, well, it's just as tough for two turtles to find each other to mate when there's so few of them. Females don't produce many eggs and sometimes they don't hatch. The eggs are also vulnerable to being eaten by animals. Last year, New Jersey Audubon received more than $200,000 in federal dollars to continue their efforts to restore and connect 60 acres of freshwater wetlands. Bog turtles need open wetlands with clean water, sunlight, and soil, as well as hummocks for nesting and basking, and shrubby areas for protection from the cold. Because bog turtles rely on the watershed, their decline implies the watershed isn't as healthy as it should be. Maestrell says her group's work will also help to improve water quality as their new wetlands filter water before entering the Delaware River. New Jersey Audubon says since they began their restoration work in 2013, bog turtle populations on a state-owned site increased from 4 to 11 turtles. The group expanded their efforts to private land, working with farmers and other landowners. So far, they found 8 bog turtles across 3 private sites. Jane is one of the landowners who New Jersey Audubon has partnered with. She asked to keep her last name private to prevent poachers from going on her property. Her 15 adult sheep graze the land to ensure an open habitat for the bog turtles, free of woody plants. During a public event last week, Jane met turtles from her land for the first time.
Everybody wants to see a bog turtle because you can't see them unless you get down the mud. So I'm going to get some pictures of my two babies. I'm just glad they found 3 of them. And that means they're growing there, that they're getting bigger.
Conservationists attach transmitters to the turtles, which helps track their movements and confirms whether they're using restored areas. The ultimate success. Finding turtles aged 8 or younger means there's appropriate habitat for bog turtles to reproduce. The USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in New Jersey also is allocating more than $700,000 in federal dollars to fund bog turtle habitat restoration on privately owned land. The agency's Betsy McShane says she hopes getting landowners involved will have long-term benefits.
Part of our goal is to get the landowners interested in managing the habitat to benefit the bog turtles and continue to do the management into the future.
The bog turtle population has declined by nearly 50% in the U.S. over the last two decades, according to various wildlife organizations. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.